My name is Lucy Ailey Parker, and I played Rose in Off with the Motley. And then the following season, I played Eunice in The Great Cat Robbery, which was actually a Christmas special. My agent sent me to the interviews that were happening, the auditions that were happening for Yellow Coats. And I didn't possess a pair of shorts. So I went dressed in sort of the period of the when Heidi High set. And I wore a sort of late 50s dress and did my hair appropriately and whatnot. And when I went in, David Croft said, well, you're not suitable for a yellow coat, but actually I have another role in mind for you. It's not quite as glamorous as you look at the moment. And I said, don't worry about that. It took me about an hour to get like this. So he laughed. But he was a lovely chap and he, good to his word, he then offered me the part of Rose. The first episode that I was in, which was called Off with the Motley, I remember particularly the storyline because it was the first time that you pretty much, I'm pretty sure it was the first time anyway, that you saw any other Chalamets besides Peggy. And so she gets promotion and ends up in a sort of storeroom working with this chap who's a bit useless. And we come in, me and another Chalamet actually, come in and ask for stores like blankets and towels and things like that. So it was huge fun because I was playing opposite Peggy, the character Peggy, Sue Pollard, and the towels and blankets and whatnot were thrown at us, and it was a lot of fun to do. So it was a really the storyline that I was involved in was that Peggy gets promoted and is hoping that she's going to be a yellow coat, obviously, hoping that she's going to have more with the campers. But in fact, she's even further away from the campers than she ever was by being stuck in this storeroom, being a supervisor of some description. And therefore, she decides to ditch the promotion and go back to being a Chalamet. The second episode I was in was the Christmas special. I think it was the following season, following year. And it was all about hidden jewels and how some great robbery had happened and the jewels were hidden in the camp somewhere. And they all got together and sort of worked out that they were in one of the chalets. So I played Eunice, who was a camper, basically, and allegedly on my honeymoon. And there was a little scene before Peggy, again, played the scene with Peggy, comes in with Coco for us both. And the Coco had sleeping pills crushed up in it. So she had to make us, everybody drink the Coco. So we'd all go to sleep and they would wheel us out of all the chalets in order to search them for this massively valuable jewel, you know, that had been stashed away there. Do you know, I really can't remember what happened in the end. I'm not sure they found anything. But what was funny was that we all had to be laying in our bed and pretending to be Soundo and being wheeled out. And that was all filmed on location. Apart from the scene in the actual chalet, which was obviously filmed in a studio. And then we were on location to have all the outside stuff doing where we were all wheeled out of the chalets in our beds sleeping soundly. So it was a long episode too, because it was a Christmas special. Working with Sue Pollard was huge fun. She was really great. She was very funny off screen, really funny, a little bit madcap, and she'd make jokes and do funny things and burst into song and things like that. And she seemed a bit crazy, you know, but she was huge fun to work with. But as soon as we were on set, she was a consummate professional. She absolutely switched on and gave you such a lot to work with. She was lovely to play opposite. She really connected and she was great to work with. On both occasions, I was lucky enough to do my scenes with her and she was fab. She was just great. But off screen, she was really, you know, zany and madcap, as you sort of expect. And we've since come to know that Sue is, you know, real larger than life character. And I think that's why she played Peggy so well, because she had all this natural ebullience and character in her anyway. So it sort of naturally came out with the character of Peggy. But yeah, Sue was a joy. Lovely person to work with. In fact, they all were, to be honest. It was a lovely team of people. They were all, it's like a big old family. We all mixed and chatted and, you know, it was really smashing atmosphere. It being a big sort of family feel on set and also in rehearsal, because we rehearsed before we recorded in a place that was nicknamed the Acton Hilton, but it was basically a big rehearsal room in Acton, quite a big story, numerous story building. And we rehearsed in this rehearsal room. And, you know, because we were all in the same room together and we all communicated and everybody got on and we all had a lot of fun and we would have lunch together and breaks and whatnot. And they were not, by this time, it was quite a established and very popular sitcom, but they just welcomed you as a person that was, you know, an actor that was playing a small part. They just welcomed you and just treated you really, you know, lovely. It was, I honestly can say the company feel was like you'd been in rep with them for 3 months or something. They were very warm, lovely bunch of people. And so was David. And you know, as the director, he was a lovely chap too. I learned a lot from him, just watching him actually. So yeah, it was a smashing feeling. And it was probably some of the happiest times I've spent as an actor in my life. Well, I really love my scenes because they were both pretty funny and I was joyously given subtly funny lines. You know, it was good fun, nice piece of writing. Thank you very much, Crofton Berry. And so that was, you know, great to work with. But they, I particularly remember doing the scene in the storeroom with the towels being thrown. I'm not even sure, because that was recorded in front of a live audience in the studio. And it was like being on stage. So you got laughs from an audience. And I remember thinking, this is joyous, because if it goes wrong, you can do it again. But you're also getting laughs, you know, like a live theatre production. So it was like the best of both worlds. So I really did love the scene with the storeroom and the towels being thrown and all that sort of business. And yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. And Peggy was, Sue, I should say, was great in that scene too, because we did probably have to do it more than once. I don't actually remember how many times we did it, but, you know, it worked really well. Towels were thrown, blankets were thrown and hit us in the right places. So, yeah, it was that. I particularly remember doing that. It was a lot of fun. After doing the first episode on with the Motley and Paying Rose, the Chalet Maid, I had the absolute luxury of being asked back without having to audition to play Eunice. The following year, they contacted my agent and said, we have a part for Lucy in the Christmas special. So that was like, you know, when I look back on that now, it's a bit of a luxury, actually. It's like, you know, you're asked to, here's your character, you know, would you want to play this? It just never happens, certainly nowadays, but it was really great. So clearly, you know, we all got on well and they thought I was okay and I was pleasant to work with in some way. So they thought, well, she'll do. We'll have her back for Eunice. So that was a totally different part, but just as fun to do. And I really enjoyed that too. And of course, we had the whole thing about going on location and staying in a hotel and all, having fun chatting, you know, after the wrap of the day. So it was really, you know, very fond memories of going away on location and then doing the studio stuff in front of a live audience. So it was a all-encompassing experience for a young actor. It was my first TV roles. So, you know, I really had the luxury thrown at me right at the beginning. It was fab. Oh, and another thing, I did actually get called in to interview for You Rang, My Lord. And it was when I read the character, I realised that they really wanted an 18-year-old, you know, somebody very, very young. And I thought, gosh, I'm sort of like 30 now. They haven't seen me for a few years and they've sort of forgotten that I've got older. And I went in and read for it, but I know, I knew I wasn't right for it, and I didn't get cast. But it nevertheless was nice that they'd remembered me and called me back in. But I did have a meeting with David Croft and Robin Carr and Roy Gould at one point, because I had an idea for a sitcom myself, and we discussed the possibilities of it, and we worked on it a little bit. It never happened, but it was a lovely idea, and it was really nice that David took an interest and, you know, said, I would like to talk to you about that. So that was really lovely. I think my favourite episode, it sounds terrible to say, but one of my favourite episodes is the one that I'm in, the first one I'm in. And the reason for that is it's a memorable one because it's where Peggy gets promoted. Whenever anybody finds out that I was in Heidi High and they say, oh, were you in Heidi High? Yes, I used to watch that. How many were you in? I said, well, I was in two. And they sort of say, oh, what did you play? And I say, well, I played a chalet maid in the episode where Peggy gets promoted and is in the storeroom. And people always go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Was that you? So it's quite nice to be in a memorable episode. And, you know, it's sort of fun that people instantly know which one I'm talking about. So the whole series was huge fun to watch. And before I ever got in it, I used to watch it anyway, because as a very small child, I went to, I shouldn't probably say the name, should I? Because I might be advertising, but a well-known holiday camp with my family. And we went a couple of years running, and I remember it being very much like it was in Heidi High. So they knew their stuff. They knew what they were writing about. So, yeah, I'm very fond of all of it, really. But it's quite nice to be in a memorable episode. The characters are all so well written. It's difficult to pick a real fave, but I have to confess that Ruth Madoc is just, it's so lovely. Her whole demeanour of complete enrapturement of the boss, as it were, is lovely to watch. And Ruth is, again, a lovely, lovely person. And we had a few chats, and I really enjoyed watching her work. In fact, it's quite interesting because when we were on location one evening after the wrap, not late at all, but quite early, we started sort of having a little bit of a sing-song in the bar or wherever it was, the part of the reception area of the hotel we were staying. And Paul Shane, Ted, has a lovely voice, a good croony voice. And I was also a singer. So we were going through some old jazz standards that he didn't expect me to know. And he said, oh, you know that one as well, do you? And I said, yeah. And Jeffrey Holland was there. And I think Sue was, not Sue, a few others were around, including Ruth. And we got into a bit of a sing-song. And Sue has got a cracking voice, as you probably know, and she wasn't there, but she must have heard us because she appeared in the bar in her dressing gown saying, well, I want to join in. So that was fun evening, all singing these really what I would call, you know, sort of jazz standard classic sort of Sinatra type songs. It wasn't musical theatre at all. It was a good old, you know, great stuff. And we had a lovely time. I have to say that, you know, he was a delightful man, Paul Shane, and a consummate comic actor, and as is Jeffrey Holland. I bumped into Jeff a couple of years ago at a local theatre in West London, and I said hi, and I said to him, you won't remember me, but I was in Heidi High. We weren't in scenes together. And he said, I do remember you. And I said, do you? I said, it's Lucy. And I said, my scenes with Peggy. He said, yeah, I do remember your face. So I thought, wow, that's amazing. I'm very impressed. So he said, hey, it's really nice to see you. Apparently, he also lives in West London, as I do. But he was doing something at this local theatre, what I went to see, and he was absolutely brilliant. I've forgotten what it was now, but his comic timing is just joyous. So David Croft and his team knew how to pick really good actors, write really brilliant characters, and put it all together. I think that's why they had such successes. It was just on the money every time. So yeah, very, very enjoyable. I said that before that I learned a lot, and it was just by watching. I mean, people with very small parts are not needed very often on set. So you had to end up sitting in when you're on location, we sat in one of the unused chalets and waited to be called. But I sort of stood in the background and watched and kept myself out of the way. But nevertheless, was really, really interested in how it was all put together and how it all worked. I was so enthusiastic about, you know, seeing it all put together. So what was really good about this is that David Croft noticed this, and he came up to me at one point and said, "You're really interested in all this, aren't you?" So I said, "Yeah, I am." So he started to show me things, and he said, "You know, the reason we're putting that big blanket up there, because we're doing this day for night shot, and this is how it works, and stuff like that." And he was really, he just, you know, taught me stuff off the bat. Very kind man, and you know, quite happy to teach a young actor and anybody that wanted to know, I think, you know, about the business and about the technicalities of it all. And I remember that very fondly, thinking, gosh, he's taught me some stuff today that, you know, that may be useful in the future. Who knows, I might become a director. In fact, I am a director, but not a film. I do stage directing. But you know, it's interesting that I really learn a lot from watching everybody else work. And I think that's a lovely lesson to learn, as you never stop. You always watch other people and learn. So yeah, it was lovely. It was nice that he noticed that I was interested and enthusiastic. But that was the sort of person he was, very open and honest and gentle man. Yeah, it's interesting that people often say to me, "Oh, do you get royalties and repeat fees?" And I say, well, yes, it's pretty rare. But, you know, they recently repeated them, I think, on maybe it was Dave or something. I can't remember. So I expect to have my 57p check at some point. But I did once get an actual check that was around about the £1.50 mark, something of that nature. So it depends. There's a sort of rule about if they show it on terrestrial TV, in other words, the main channels again, then you do get a better chunk. But if they show it on all the sort of satellite, and if they sell it to Zimbabwe or something, then you get a much more reduced repeat fee. So I think that's what happened with this £1.57 or whatever it was, that they'd sold it to somewhere completely unlikely, like Zimbabwe. And I remember thinking, because you get a receipt with it that says where, you know, why you've got this repeat fee. And I looked at it and went, Zimbabwe, how are they going to understand this? Because it didn't sell in the States, because nobody understood the concept of the sort of British holiday camp. And so really it has a sort of limited, I wouldn't say a limited appeal, I'd say a limited worldwide appeal, because you have to understand what a British holiday camp in the 50s was like, which, you know, only if you're in actual Britain or English would understand that. So I think, yeah, there's a bit of a limit on how far you can sell it. So I don't get a lot of repeat fees. When I do, I always think in my head, I wonder what Ruth and Sue are getting if I'm getting £1.57. But that's just for, you know, one specific episode. So they must be getting a slightly better chunk, and good on them too, because they worked for it. So, yeah, I do get royalties, but they haven't appeared for a while. Although I've just noticed they repeated one of the series I was in, because somebody sent me a text saying, "Lucy, you're in Heidi High, I've just noticed." So I went, okay, thinking, I wonder if the BBC's got my new address. But yes, I might check that out. I'm sure I can live without the whatever it is that I'm going to get. But yeah, it's always a nice little reminder, actually. Thank you very much, Andrew, for asking me. It's been lovely to sort of relive the memories a little bit and remind myself about the fun I had working with that lovely crowd. Yeah, it was definitely a lovely time.